he must be over the moon to sign, which was once regarded as one of the best fullbacks in the world.
Absolutely, you know, and I think I still think he is one of the best fullbacks in the world. You know, his troubles over the last year are well documented, but what we've offered him here is a bit of fun, a chance to just enjoy his rugby league again. There's no pressure on him here. There's no expectation. He's not here for anything like money. You know, he's just here to try and enjoy his rugby league. And I think it's a fabulous signing for us. I think it gives the whole club a boost. And I'm hoping that, you know, it really catches the imagination of the fans as well. And, you know, for them to think that, they're really giving it a dig. You know, we're trying to give the second half of the season a real dig. And I think the signing of Kevin Locke just emphasises that.
It's the perfect timing for both parties, really. And you have the week off, so he's got time to settle in and meet all the players.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You know, we're going to get him across to meet the players. I think we've got a training day on Saturday, and then I think we're in Monday, and then team run on Tuesday. So it sets us up nicely for next week. I'm not preempting at all whether he's going to play or not, because obviously that's not my decision. Brian will have a look at him over the next 4 or 5 days, and if Brian thinks that he's ready to go, then, you know, I think he'll be in the side. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him play, because I don't think anybody can dispute that on his day Kevin Locke is a world class player, and for a club like Wakefield to get his signature, I think, again, like the Brian Smith thing, is a real coup for this club.
And how have the players responded to the news so far, Michael?
Well, I'm not entirely sure that they know, because we've tried to keep it very quiet. You know, we try to do our business without making any fanfares until, you know, everything's sorted. Literally, things have been sorted this morning. So whether the players are aware or not, I'm not entirely sure. The players aren't in today, so I can't gauge any reaction from that. You'll probably have to ask them.
And what was the behind the decision? Brian Smith must have wanted him over here.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's possibly a question for Brian Smith that you can ask in the next press conference. But, you know, when we discussed it, we looked at Kevin. He's got pace. He's got good hands. You know, like I say, on his day, he's a world-class player. And I think putting him in our side will hopefully give the players around him a real good boost as well. But I think he's got that quality and that pace that, you know, perhaps we haven't had in the past. And that's where I see it. You know, I think Brian feels pretty much the same as well. It's about getting somebody in that's got that quality and got that pedigree. And, you know, I think if he enjoys himself, it'll work for him and it'll also work for us. And that's what we're hoping will happen.
You said that he's not coming over here for the money, but it must have still been a struggle to secure him.
Well, obviously, we freed up some of the space on the cap with Lapini going and Dean Collis being released and Jared being released as well. So, you know, we've got a bit of money. It's not massive. And like I say, Kevin, you know, the deal that I did with Kevin was very, very easy to do on the money front. It was, we literally took 2 minutes to sort out a deal on that. And then we just got back to talking about rugby league. So, you know, it's not a fortune by any stretch of the imagination, and it's certainly not what he's been on in the past. So, like I say, it's not about money, this move. It's about getting Kevin in here, getting him enjoying his rugby league, and I think, you know, if we can get that, then it benefits us massively as well.
And you've got him to the until the end of the season. Would you want to keep him further than that if he is successful?
Oh, I think undoubtedly, if we could keep hold of a player like Kevin Locke, then that would be massive for this club. But at the same token, I've no doubt that come the end of the season, if Kevin is playing anywhere near his best football, rugby league, I nearly said football, and I've been in Brian Smith's company too much. I think if Kevin is playing anywhere near his best rugby league, then undoubtedly there'll be other clubs in for him, and with the greatest respect, probably other clubs bigger than Wakefield Trinity. So, you know, we're happy that he's going to be here for the rest of the season. If we can keep him, that would be great. if we couldn't and we end up parting ways and Kevin's done a great job for us, then, like with everybody, it'll be a shake of the hand. You know, thanks for doing a great job, Kevin, and I wish him all the best in the future. But we, you know, we've got a battle on for the next 5 months, and that's all we're focusing on at this moment in time.
Okay. Previously, Brian's said that he wants to give the players a good crack now, a good chance before he brings in any additional faces. Mm-hmm. You've signed the likes of Michael Sear and now Kevin Locke. Is there any other names that he's passed on to you?
Well, again, you know, we've probably, in the last 2 weeks, had, I would say, 40 to 50 names thrown at us in terms of people that may be available to come to the club, not only now, but for a deal for next year as well. But like we do all our business, until something's signed, sealed and delivered, we never, you know, speculate or throw names out there. So that's the case here. You know, when we've got something to announce, you know, the world will be the first to hear about it. But until then, you know, we keep all our deals close to our chest.
Okay, that's brilliant, Michael. And just finally, how crucial will Locke be to success in the middle eight?
Well, I think it's a big chunk of it, but you know, we don't want to put any pressure on him. You know, as I say, he's here to enjoy his rugby. He's with everything that's gone on over the last year, and this is not knocking anybody. He's probably not been in the place that he wants to be. Now, if we can make him happy, and that transpires into really good performances for us, then it's a win-win all round. So, you know, I think it is a crucial signing. It's a big signing for us, but it's not the be-all and end-all. You know, we've got other players in our side that we're hoping can perform to the same level that we're hoping Kevin can as well. So, yeah, crucial signing, but not the be-all and end-all. I don't want to heap that pressure onto him because, you know, that's the last thing we need to do. We just want him to enjoy his rugby, and that's what we're about.
And then if he did move on from Wakefield and after having a good spell, would you feel good that you've kind of helped him get back into the game, back to his best?
Well, I would hope that Kevin felt that as well. You know, I'm not in the business of trying to run players down or other clubs down or anything like that. I think it's just a really good fit for us at this moment in time. And, you know, as I say, Kevin wants to start playing rugby league again. We love somebody of his ilk coming in and playing for us. So, I think it's just the circumstances have come together where it's win-win all round for all parties. And, you know, let's just see what the future holds.